Today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Gimel. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Beis Omid Beis. So yesterday we began a new sugya, that's really going to go now for about 10 days or so, and that is the sugya of Pigel. So we mentioned a brief introduction to Pigel, but the basic halacha of Pigel as it relates to a mincha is if a kohen is doing one of the dalad avodos that parallel the dalad avodos adam, he's doing either kmitza, taking the koimetz, putting it into a klisharis, doing halacha with the koimetz, or being makd at the koimetz on the mizbeach, and he has a machshava chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemkoimoi. Chutz lezmanoi, he has in mind that he's going to eat the shiore ha-mincha beyond the time that you're supposed to eat it. Of minchas kodesh kedoshim. As a result, the shiore mincha anechel yoyim v'layla, he had in mind that he's going to eat it beyond yoyim v'layla. Or he had in mind to be makter the koimetz or the levoyna chutz lezmanoi. The halacha is pigel. The carbon now becomes pigel. Not just that, the shiore ha-mincha of the carbon mincha gets on it the chomer of karis. So if somebody's going to eat from this shirayim of the carbon mincha, he's going to be chayv karis. If the same exact machshava was had, but not chutz lezmanoi, but rather chutz lemkoimoi, again, to eat the shirayim outside of the azara, to be makd to the koimoi to the levoina outside of the azara, there the halach is it's pigel as well, but it's not karis, it's going to be pasul the aim by karis. Another chiddush that we saw in the Mishnah is that you don't have to be mechashev to eat the entire shirayim chutz lezmanoi chutz lemkoimoi, or to be makter the entire shirayim chutz lezmanoi chutz lemkoimoi. A kezayis of the shirayim or a kezayis of the koimetz would be enough as well. Meaning there's an idea of a sheer kezayis as it relates to the machshava of pigel, and it's true both with regards to the machshava of achila and with regards to the machshava of aktar. Stating that, Dr. Mishnah, lechol kechatzizayis, ulahakte kechatzizayis. What would be if a koim is doing one of the dalad avodos with a carbon mincha, and he had a mind to eat a chatzizayis of the shirayim chutz lezmanoi, and to be makter a chatzizayis of the shirayim chutz lezmanoi. The halacha is kosher, she'ein achilav aktorim mitzdarf. Meaning, there would have been a hama, meaning that being that you had a machshava to do a kezayis chutz lezmanoi, or a kezayis chutz lemkoimoi, that would be enough to render it pigel. Says the Mishnah, it's not going to be pigel. The reason is, because although you thought kezayis, but a half a zayis of it was achila, and a half a zayis of it was aktorah. And even though achila is a machshava of pigel, and aktorah is a machshava of pigel, but you need the full share of achila and the full share of aktara. You can't be mitzdarif a half a share of achila and a half a share of aktara. And I think the deeper beer in the Mishnah is that even though the Torah always refers to haktara as achilas mizbeach, so there would have been a hava, meaning that maybe it could be mitzdarif achilas adam and haktara, because haktara is also achilas mizbeach. They're both achilas. In one case, the kohen's eating, in the other case, the mizbeach is eating. Two achilas, as we're soon going to see, you could be mitzdarif. Regardless, the Mishnah says that a chatzi zayis of achila and a chatzi zayis of haktara is not mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, a diak, time of the lechelu lahakter. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that the only reason if the kohen thought it's not mitzdarif, is like the Mishnah concluded. You can't be mitzdarif achila and aktar. Says the Gemara, it sounds like the whole issue is that one was a machshav and achila, the other was a machshav aktar. What would be if the koyin had the same exact machshav? Meaning, he thought to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim, and then he had a machshava about a chatzi zayis of the koimetz, the chelik of the mincha that they were makter. But not to be makter it, rather to eat it. It sounds like it would be a machshava of pigel. It's only because his machshava on the other half of zayis was to be makter it. But if his machshava was to eat it, then it would be pigel. What's the kasha? How could you have a machshavas pigel if you were machashiv to eat koimetz? Koimetz is not a dover shadarkei lechol, even though it's made up of the same exact texture as the shirayim, but the shirayim is considered dover shadarkei lechol because that's the din of the shirayim. The kohanim are supposed to eat it. The koimetz is supposed to go on the mizbeach. Thus, in halacha, from a machshavas pigel standpoint, you'd look at it as a dover she'ein darkei lechol. So says the Gemara, taima the lechol ulahak. It sounds like for the Mishnah, the only reason the chatzi zayis of achilah chatzi zayis aktar and amitzdarif is because he can't be mitzdarif achilah and aktar. Halacha v'lecha. But if you take the same two foods and you would have a machshava on both of them to eat it, it sounds like, even though one is a dove she'in darkei lechel, would be mitzdarif. What's the kash? V'ktani reisha, the reisha, the mishnah, the previous mishnah, yesterday's daf, it was clear not that way. The mishnah said lechel, dove she'darkei lechel, ulehakter, dove she'darkei lehakter, which implies dove she'darkei lechel in, she'in darkei lechel lo. It sounds like the only time you could have a machsheves pigle, whether it's achilo or aktara, is if you had a mind to eat a dove she'darkei lechel, you had a mind to be makter, dove she'darkei lehakter. From the diak in our mishnah, it's mashma that way. Not that way. In other words, we seem to have a stira between the two Mishnayos, a diuk in the first Mishnah and a diuk in the second Mishnah, whether a machshava to eat a dovesh in darkei lechel or to be makter a dovesh in darkei lehakter is a machsheves piglon. Not a machsheves piglon, says the Gemara. You're right, it's a stira. You know what the teretz, however, is? The tanoim of the two Mishnayos are not the same. Man Tana, who's the Tana of the second Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. The Omer mechashva meachilas adam lachilas mizbeach, u meachilas mizbeach lachilas adam. The time we learned in the Mishnah, it's later in the parak. Hakoyim, it says, I'm in cholechol dover shein darki lechol, u lahakti dover shein darki lahakti kosh. Tana Kama, the Mishnah says, that if somebody has a machshavas pigol, achilo haktara, that part is a machshavas pigol, but it was a dover shein darki lechol, a dover shein darki lahakti kosher. Because the only time it's pigol is if it's a dover shadarkei lechol, dover shadarkei lehakter. Verbally as a poysel. Rabbi Lezer says, no, it's going to be possible. So it's true. There's a diak in the first Mishnah that seems to suggest that a machsheves pigol of a dover shein darkei lechol, dover shein darkei lehakter is not a machsheves pigol. Hamani rabbanon hi. There's a diak in the Mishnah we just learned that would seem to suggest that a machshava of a dover shein darkei lechol and dover shein darkei lehakter is a machsheves pigol. Hamani rabbanon hi. Yeah, Abayom Abayom says no. Filotemi rabbanon. You could say that both Mishnayos are the rabbanon. What was the kasha? The kasha was the first Mishnah said that the only time you have machsheves pigol is if you were mechashev a dovish darkei lechol, a dovish darkei lehakter. This Mishnah says lechol kechatzi zayis ulahakter kechatzi zayis is kosher. She'in achila v'aktara mitzdarif. So it sounds like the only reason it's kosher is because you can't be mitzdarif achila and aktara. But if you would take the dovish darkei lechol and the dovish darkei lehakter and you'd think in both of them achila, it would be mitzdarif. Aye, you're being mechashev to be makter. Or to eat a dovash adarki lahakter, which is essentially a dovash adarki lechol. That's the diuk over here. Abaye said, though, that if you think about it for a minute, who said you have a right to make such a diuk? Afilu teima rabbanon. And loy teima ho lechol v'lechol dovash adarki lechol. Don't make that diuk. Ele eima, what the Mishnah means to say is, ho lechol v'lechol dovash adarki lechol. Meaning, you're right, in the Mishnah there's a diuk. But the diuk is not that if you were mechashev to eat a chatzi zayis of a dovesh darkei lechol and a chatzi zayis of dovesh in darkei lechol would be mitzdarif. The diak in the Mishnah is if you'd be mechashiv to eat a chatzi zayis of a dovesh darkei lechol and then a chatzi zayis of a dovesh darkei lechol, then it would be mitzdarif. But the Gemara says, Maikom Ashmolon. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Habehed yuktani lo, meaning everything that you want to learn out of this Mishnah, I should already know from the previous Mishnah. What did the previous Mishnah say? Lechol kezayis bechotz ukezayis lamachor, kezayis lamachor kezayis bechotz, kechatzi zayis bechotz or kechatzi zayis lamachor, kechatzi zayis lamachor, kechatzi zayis bechotz. Possible in my cars. And really, those are just the last words of the Mishnah. And the Gemara doesn't really mean those words. The Gemara just means that that's the end of a Mishnah that discussed the laws of pigol, and it segues into this Mishnah. Meaning, that's how the last Mishnah ended. Hasu lamoli. Why do I need our Mishnah? What exactly is the chiddush of our Mishnah? Ilecho v'lecho dovish in darkei lechol kamash one. If the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell me that achila and aktar is not mitzdarif, but if you would take a dovish darkei lechol and a dovish darkei lehakter and you would think achila in both of them, it would be mitzdarif, even though you're thinking to eat a dover she'in darkei lechol. But we just said now, mi reisha shamet mina. From the reisha, it implies the way Abaye wants to reconcile, wants to make this Mishnah shtim with the Rabbanan and not say, hamani rabbi liyazahi, that that's not the case. So we just said, that's the whole Abaye. He's coming to say that there is no such diak. And ilechol ulahakter, and if the chiddush of the second Mishnah is what the Mishnah said, that achila and aktara are not mitzdarif, midiyuk the reisha shamimino. I know that from the diak in the reisha. Why? The hashto mal lechol v'lechol dovish in darki lechol amr le mitzdarif. Madichi can't be mitzdarif. A chatzi zayis of achila and a dovish in darki lechol. And a chatzi zayis of achila and a dovish in darki lechol, even though they're both achilois. But being that one is dovish in darki lechol and the other one is not dovish in darki lechol, you can't be mitzdarif. Lechol ulahakta mibaya. Then certainly you shouldn't be able to be mitzdarif if you take a chatzi zayis of a dovish adarki lechol, a chatzi zayis of a dovish in darki lechol, where one is a machshava on achila, and the other one is a machshava on Haktara. So what's then the chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, and I'll tell you what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. Lechol ula haktir tzrichle. The chiddush of the Mishnah is what the Mishnah says. Forget the diyukim. The chiddush is ein mikru yoytze midei pshutai. It's right in front of you. That achila and haktara is not mitzdarif. Why is that a chiddush? If achila and achila is not mitzdarif, when one is a dovish and darkei lechol, then doesn't it make sense that certainly achila and haktara shouldn't be mitzdarif when one of them is not a dovish and darkei lechol? So the Gemara says, no, just the opposite. So kedai dechamin, I would have thought hasam would like ki urchika mechashiv. If you're mechashiv and achila and achila, we're one of the chatzis zaysim is a dovish and darkei lechol. I would think there it's not mitzdarif because that's not a good machshava. You're thinking to eat a dovish and darkei lechol. But in our Mishnah, the b'hai ki urchika mechashiv, u'b'hai ki urchika mechashiv, both machshavas are good machshavas. The problem is a felt and sheer. I don't have a kezayis of each machshava. Eimel itzdarif. I would have thought that over there could be mitzdarif. Mash malon. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the first Mishnah is that a dovish and darkei lechol. In dovish and darkei lechol, no, meaning if you're mechashiv to eat a dovish adarkei lehakter, or you mechashiv to be makter a dovish adarkei lechol, that doesn't work. Even though both machshavas were achila and both machshavas were haktara, but if part of the zayas of your machshava was on a dovish in darkei lechol or a dovish in darkei lehakter, it doesn't work. That's the first mishnah. The chiddush of this mishnah is the way Abaye learns exactly what the mishnah says. Ein mikri yotze b'dei pshuta. That if you were mechashiv a chatzi zayas achila b'dovish adarkei lechol and a chatzi zayas of haktara b'dovish adarkei lehakter, you would have thought being that each machshavas kiyurche that would be enough to be mitzdarif. That's the second mishnah. That doesn't work either. Hadron Allah kala menachas. So before we go weiter, just a little bit of rate. Number one, most of the sugyas that we're learning right now have parallel sugyas in Masechta Zvachim. So Masechta Zvachim, the Gemara is discussing in the context of an oila and a chatos and a shlamim and a bechar meiser a pesach and etc. etc. Over here, the Gemara discusses very very similar sugyas, similar principles from shaloi lishma to the people that are apostle to do avoda to the halachas of pigol and even these specific halachas that we just learned. So this Gemara that we just learned right now has a parallel sugya in Masechta Zvachim. But the sugyas in Masechta Zvachim are a lot longer than the sugyas in Masechta Menachos. It's also a lot more challenging than the sugyas in Masechta Menachos. One of the hisafas that the parallel sugya in Masechta Zvachim has over this Gemara is a shaila. What would be if a kohen is doing the avoda and it'd be mechashev that a kohen should do achila of kezayis, but not one kohen? Two kayanim. So he had in mind that Reuven and Shimon are both kayanim. One is going to eat a chatzi zayas, chutzlis manei, and the other one's going to eat a chatzi zayas of chutzlis manei. Do you say it's mitzdarif or it's not mitzdarif? They were both achila, it's not achila and akhtaro, so it's not an issue with our Mishnah. They're both dvarim shadarkun lechel, so it's not an issue with the previous Mishnah, but at the same time, he's not being mechashev that one kayan should do it, he's being mechashev that two kayanim should do it. Is that a machshavas pigel, or is that not going to be a machshavas pigel? The Gemara comes out of Maskana, it is a machshavas pigel. That you don't need to be mechashev that one kayan should eat the entire kezayas chutz lezmani chutzim kayimai. Even if the machshava was that two kayanim, the achilos of two kayanim are mitzdarif. So we learned Masechta Zvachim, we spoke out a lot of raid, just to chazer two ha'aras very, very briefly. The first is the ha'ara of the Avninezer. The Avninezer in the Tshuva says that he believes that that Gemara right there is a makor neman to a tremendous yisoy that all the achrayim say. The Chasam Sofer, the Mechas Chinuch, Maritz Chiyos, and they really to answer the Mishnah Melech's kasha on a Gemara Masechta Yuma daf Mem Amud Aleph. This is a classic Gemara that we've learned together many times. The Gemara over there is discussing that during the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, there were a lot of miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. There were brachas, and one of the brachas says, the Braisa says, is Nishtalcha Bracha Ba'omer. The Karban Omer had a bracha. U'b'shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem did. U'b'lechem HaPanim. And when they would sit down, the Kehanim and the Mishmar, to divyet, to start dividing all the breads, everyone would have their own little suda. There was so much bread to go around. There was such shefa brucha v'atzlucha floating around in the Makom HaMikdash. Those were the 40 years, the good old days, when Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. Says the Braisa, Mishnei Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik died, everything began to devolve very, very quickly. And all the nisim and aflois that took place during the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik were no longer existent. And as it related to the menachos, there was me'era that was nishtalcha. Menachos. And as opposed to them being blessed, to the contrary, they were cursed. And what would happen is the Kehanim would sit down to divide the lechem upon him and the shiori mincha and the shtei alechem and everything, and they would realize that there was so little that a kohen couldn't even get a kazayas. The whole kohen magia kapul. He would get like a pull. That's a very, very small share. So what did they do? The Kehanim had snu and the chasheva Kehanim moishchin esedei. They would walk away. They would say, you know what? I'm not interested. If all I'm getting is a pull anyway, and the gargaronim, the fresses, they would come and they would say, oh, pull is also something. And they would chop and they would go and try to get everything that they could possibly get. Now, what's Pashim Shan in this Gemara? Why would the Tzum Moishchen as Yideim? There's a mitzvah to eat kachim. The Moishchen as Yideim, the walking away from a mitzvah? Forget about doing it L'shem Taiva. Why not do a L'shem Mitzvah? But Pashim Shad is, because all mitzvahs achila in the Torah is a kazayas. I mean, a mitzvah achila is always a kazayas. They couldn't get a kazayas. V'chol koyim magiyoi kipol, which is less than a kazayas. That's why they weren't interested. They said, you know what? We respectfully decline. We're not doing the mitzvah anyways. I'll beat to eat it. That didn't interest them. Shtosach, the shayla, ki yadua, we know that it's machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, where the chatzish is awesome in a Torah, a chatzish is not awesome in a Torah. Meaning all machlekes asuras in the Torah, with very few exceptions, the sheer iser achila because ice. Not allowed to eat nevela. How much nevela are you not allowed to eat? A kazayis. Not allowed to eat basa v'chalav. All macholis asuros in the Torah, again, with some exceptions, are ba'achila. Stating that, even though we know that the shir achila is always b'kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. Even Rish Lakish, who argues, he holds chatzi shir is awesome in the Rabban. But there is an idea of chatzi shir. Klar to Mishnah Melech, what about by mitzvahs? Chatzi shir you always find in the context of loisase. The makar to chatzi shir is the isur chelev. It's by a lav of macholas asuris. What about by mitzvah sase? Somebody's sitting down by the seder, he doesn't have a kazayas of matzah. So should he say, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah properly, so I'm not going to do it? Or do you say there's an idea of chatzi shir b'mitzvah? So even though I'm not going to do it the way it's supposed to be done, but at the very least, let me try to be mekayim as much as I could possibly be mekayim. And Mishnah Melech's not sure. Fregit all the achroinim. This Gemara is a mefurish araya. Because the Gemara says, why? Because they couldn't get a kazayas. Therefore, they're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But if chatzi shir b'mitzvah is, then why would they moishchen es yideim? Let them at least be mekayim the mitzvah of chatzi shir. Save the achroinim a tremendous yisayin. They say there's a chiluk between the mitzvah saseh of achilas kachim and other mitzvahs achila. Ordinarily, the mitzvah is to eat. So I have a mitzvah to eat matzah. You have, everybody has a mitzvah sitting around the table at the Seder night to eat a kezayis of matzah. They all have a chivas gavra to eat a kezayis of matzah. Achilas kachim is different. Achilas kachim is a mitzvah that's mutal. It's incumbent upon the mishmer of kehanim that are controlling the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on that respective day to make sure that the kachim is eaten. But there's no mitzvah that any individual kohen should eat. And there's no mitzvah, therefore, that any individual kohen should eat a kezayas. If there's a chayvas gavra to eat, then the shir is going to be b'kezayas. But it's not a chayvas gavra. It's an obligation that the kohanim have to make sure that the basar gets eaten. Michas Chinuch says that maybe it's related to the Issa Noisar, just to make sure it doesn't become Noisar. But whatever it is, the mitzvah is not incumbent upon any individual, you go ahead now and eat a kezayas. But rather, it's a chiyuv to make sure it's eaten. Say, the achroinim, it's for that reason that tzumu moishchen es yideim. If there would be a chivas gavra to eat, so I have an obligation to eat. I can't be mekayim my mitzvah sachilu by you eating. So I would at least get as much as I can get to be mekayim the chatzi shir of mitzvahs. But that was never the mitzvah. The mitzvah when it comes to achilas kashim is to make sure it was eaten. They saw it was going to be eaten. The gargaronim were taking care of that. That wasn't going to be an issue. So the question is, do they have to get a bite at the apple? It wasn't necessary. Let them... I have a mitzvah, the mitzvah is going to be done. There is no mitzvah for me to eat it. The mitzvah is just to make sure that it's going to be eaten. It says Davni Nez in a tshuva, the same super duper lumnus. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because you find the machshava is pigle. If you machashav that tukayanim she'ira chatzizayas, it's mitzvah if it's considered a machshava of achila. What do you mean? Achila is always b'kezayas. Where do you find anywhere that a machshava of chatzizayas should be good? Says Davni Nez. Because what are we talking about? Achila's kachim. And by achila's kachim, you don't need an achila of kezayas. The only time you need an achila of kezayas is where there's a chayvas gavra to eat. But where the din, achila, is to make sure it's eaten. It doesn't matter how it's eaten. Everybody can eat a pull and that's going to be an achila. Therefore, machshav of two achilas is going to be enough. That's the first R. The second R is, this is something we've talked about, spoken about in the past. We even mentioned it briefly in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. And that is, when a kohen has a machshav as pigul, does it have to be something that he himself could control? Meaning, Reuven's doing the avoida. He has in mind that Shimon is going to be makta de emurim b'chutz. Yeah, halos, chutz, is chayvi krisis. We learned the whole parak about this in the end of Masechtas Zvachim, Perek HaShoichet V'Hamayla. So how could a Reuven doing Shechita think that, you know, Shimon, he's not such a good guy. I'm having a mind that he's going to be Milo Bachutz. So the emes is, there's a rashash, and Masechtas Gittin, and there's other Maamar Kamei Sittis as well. That's not so pashut. Because really, it's not the only time a machsheves pigel perhaps can have an impact is if I'm being machashev something that I have the ability to control. But if I don't have the ability to control it, it's not going to be true. The rashash says in a very geshmaka context, the context is the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that discusses Kayanim Shapiglu, a coin that has a machsheves pigel, according to one man the Amr, he's a mazik, hezek shein enikish mei hezek, and he's going to have to pay. And the rashash asks, so why does the Mishnah say Kayanim Shapiglu? A czar could also have a machshavas pigel. Why? Because shchita ksheir bazar, and you can be a mafagel, the shchita. Says the Rashash very posh. Because the only time you can have a machshavas pigel is if you're in control of that really bad machshava that you had. You thought about doing something very, very terrible. If it's something that you have some control over, that's when it's a machshavas pigel. Otherwise not. Says the Rashash, how do you have a machshavas pigel? You have a mind to eat the basar, chutzazman, chutzam klaimim, in the context of a zevach. You have a mind to be makter de emurim, do shvicha shirayim, or do zrika. A czar can't be makter de emurim. Azar can't do shvicha shirayim. Azar can't do zrika. The only one of these machshavos that is even biyadai for the zar to do would be to eat the basa. But even that, it's only by kachem kalim. And even that, it's only the chelik that's nechal lebailin. He has to be the boss. Meaning, the only time the zar could control the machshavas pigel is if he's bringing his own carbon. If he's bringing his own carbon, it's not. There's no Chesha Mishpat. There's no Hilchas Nezikin. There's no Hezek Nicker. Because this is anyways. Who's he being Mazik? That's why the Mishnah said, Kayam Shapigul. But the Yisrael of the Rashash, again, there's other Maamar Kamis to this, is Gevald. It's that the only time you could have a Machshavas Pigul is if you can control it. Shtelzach the Fraga had the Rashash learn this Gemara. The Gemara says the Kayan's doing the Avoida, and he had in mind that two Kayhanim, each one should eat a Chatzizayas, and it's going to be a Machshavas Pigul. I don't know which of the two Kayhanim is doing the Avoida, but he's not both. So either he's half the Zayas or he's not any part of the Zayas, but it would seem to be checkmate, black and white, Schwarz and Weiss, a Gemara, where a Kayan can do an Avoida, have a Machsheves Pigel that somebody else is going to do something wrong. How does that work? That's a Ha'ara. But before we go weiter, just one more Ha'ara. And that is, so we mentioned a little bit of an intro. That's what we do when the Gemaras are really hard. That we mentioned that a little bit of a ha'ara on, a little bit of a hakdama, I should say, on the laws of pigel, and this is really the rest of the story, just another bit of a hakdama. So the basic idea of what pigel is, chutz l'zmanei, chutz l'mkaymei, dalad avaydes, that we spoke about yesterday. But just the second part of the hakdama, just a few ha'aras. Number one, when the Torah mentions the laws of pigel, the Torah says lo yechashev, which means that a kohen that had a machsheves pigel was over a loy saseh. So much so that the Gemara says in Masech Tzvachim, Daf Chav Tesam Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds throughout Shas, the Lav She'im by Ma'isa Loikanot, you'd get Malkus for a Machshavas Pigel. So Pigel doesn't just impact Seder Kachin, but there's a Yerideh component as well. There's an Issa V'Heter component. If a Kohen has a Machshavas Pigel, he's over a loy saseh, loy yichashev, Lav She'im by Ma'isa Loikanot. Number two, Pigel has a Chesha Mishpat component to it as well. We just mentioned now, the Sugi Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara talks about Kayhanim Shepiglu. If you hold that a Hezek She'eino Nikar, a Hezek that you cannot see, you don't see, physically see the damage, is considered Hezek, then the Kayhanim that are Mefagel are going to be Chayef. There's a Chesha Mishpat component. If you remember the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama, Dafei Amar Aleph. So everyone knows the first mission of Bava Kama. Arba Ovois Nezikin Ashar, Abar, Hamaba Vaheva. Then the Gemara says that Reb Chiya had Yud Gimel, he had 13 Ovois Nezikin. And another Tana had Chav Dalid Ovois Nezikin. And the Gemara goes through all the 24 Ovois Nezikin, literally 24 categories, examples of somebody that's Mazik. And the Gemara asks Akasha, according to the Man Lama that has Chav Dalid Ovois Nezikin, what's the minyan? Minyan alam ute mai. Anytime a Bryson mentions a number, it's coming to me mai. It's something. 24, not 25. What would you have thought is the 25th? Bryson says, the mute two things. The mute meiser u mefagel. You would have thought that mefagel should also be one of the chavdal and mazikin. Why? Because when a kohen has machshavas pigel, he's being mazik. No, taka. Why is it not? So the Gemara says, bekachem leikamayr. But essentially, really, pigel belongs above a kam. It gets an honorable mention in Perek HaBavis Nezikin. And the reason is because a Kayan that's Mefagel is essentially being a Mazik. There's a Chesha Mishpat component to it as well. But I'll tell you something very interesting, and that is a Mishnah at the very, very, very end of Masechtas Pesachim. It's the second to last Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim. The context over there is the Korban Pesach, and the Mishnah says, HaPigol VaHanoiser Metames HaYodayim. Pigol is Metames HaYodayim. So in addition to there being a Yerideya component, Lo Yichashev, Malkus, this impacts Masechtas Malkus, in addition to there being a Chesha Mishpat component,
There's also a tumah v'tahara component. A kohen that touched the carbon that was pigel became tamei. Ha-pigel v'anoyser metamei nesayidai. Says the Gemara, why? Rafuna v'Rav Chizda. Chad amar mishum chashdei kohuna, which is the maskana sa Gemara. The reason is because we were afraid that the kohanim may want to take retribution for some reason against this yidol that came and brought a carbon. And he has a good way to take revenge. So he has a little bit of a vendetta against him. He brought him a carbon. That's it. Now he's in my wheelbarrow. He brings the carbon. He has a machshev as pigel. Nebuchadnezzar spent all this money to bring his kisba, seira, his carbon chatas. And now he's going to have to start all over again because the carbon's going to be possible. So the chachamim were actually worried that a bad kohen is going to go and he's going to try to mess up this person that's bringing the carbons. You know what the chachamim said? We have a way of stopping you. If you have a machshev as pigel, you're going to be tummy. Nobody wants to be tummy. Which, by the way, this is in line with the Gemara Masechta Zuman Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. That tumah v'tahara was so chomer back in the day, it was even more chomer than shvichas damim. Right? Remember the Gemara? There were two people, they were running up the ramp to try to be the first one to do the avodah. One person stabbed the other one, and Leilenu, the person who died's father, was there, and he said, quickly grab the knife that it shouldn't be tummy. It's unbelievable. His son is bleeding to death on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and he's worried. The Gemara says, lametcha, that it was more chomer by people. I mean, nothing's changed, right? Sometimes what people think is more chomer is really not what's more chomer. Nobody thinks that tumah v'tahara is more chomer than shvichas damim. But socially, that's somehow how things had evolved. But that's the point. That pigel, what do you mean? It's like yichashed, you get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. But at the same time, yeah, kayin, pigel, nobody knows. I do it b'chadri chadarim. It's b'machshava. There's a Rashi somewhere that says you have to say it. No, I'll say it very quietly. I'll move my lips. You know, it could be moving your lips is also considered talking. But tumah, this is already. No one's going there. So that's how the Chachamim were able to stop this epidemic of pigel, that's what it sounds like, by going ahead and saying that if somebody touches pigel, he's going to be tummy. Incidentally, it sounds like there was an epidemic of pigel, right? I'll tell you something very interesting. We're really all over the place. But I'll tell you something interesting. So you know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? The Mishnah says there were 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So we spoke out of Rabbeinu Bachya at the end of Masechet Zvachim that has another, he has the extended version. He has 18, Yudches, not just 10, there was another 8. Why are those 8 not mentioned in the Mishnah? Ayin Shom Rabbeinu Bachya, we spoke this out when we were learning Perek Dam Chatas, but I found an unbelievable Marim Akim, Ovis Derab Nosin. It's Ovis Derab Nosin, Perek Lamed Hei. So Perkei Avos has 6 Prakim, everybody knows that. Ovis Derab Nosin has a lot. This is already Perek 35. But regardless, in Perek Lamed Hei, in Avos Derab Nosin, he goes through the list of the 10 miracles that happened. It has a little bit of a different list. One of the Nisan says Avos Derab Nosin that happened in the Beis HaMikdash is Le Piglu HaKoyhanim B'Kotcha Me'olam. It was never Pigel. Fascinating. Now, if you look at the Goyin changes the Gersa. The Goyin says there was Pigel. There was never Nisan. Not there was never pickled, there was never, but that's the gersa that we have in the Avos Derab Nosin. So it sounds like there was an issue. The Chachamim Mishum Chashdei Kuna had to go ahead and migoyz the tumah on pickle. It's an Avos Derab Nosin. The Avos Derab Nosin would seem to suggest that there was never pickle. Regardless, there's more to talk about. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara, and maybe we'll speak out a lot of more rain. Either way, Zok de Mishnah, the second perek in the Masechtas Menachos, which very much picks up where the first perek ended off. Zok de Mishnah, Akoymetz. It could be technically all part of the same perek for all intents and purposes. Akoymetz says, Amincha, if somebody, a kohen, does kemitza, lechol shiyoreo, to eat the shirayim of the mincha, oy lahakter kumtza lemachar, the next day, meaning he had a machshava, b'shas kemitza of chutz lezmana, lemachar. Moida Rabbi Yossi b'zeshe hu pigel. Rabbi Yossi is even moida that it's going to be pigel, v'chayavan olav karas. Who's Rabbi Yossi? So we'll see in a Mishnah, in a minute. Lahakter levayin asa lemachar. What if the machshava was not b'shas kemitza to eat the shirayim or to be makta the kemitz chutz lezmana? But rather the machshava was to be makta the levayin chutz lezmana. Here already it's a shayla. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a possible v'im a karas. Rabbi Yossi says it's possible and there's no karas. V'chachamim, I'm a pigel, v'chayavan olav karas. Chachamim say it's still going to be pigel. In other words, this is machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. If a kohen was doing the kmitza, that's what the seilas, and he had in mind to be makter the levoina chutz lezmana, is that going to be a machshavas pigel or is it not going to be a machshavas pigel? Rabbi Yosi says that it's not going to be a machshavas pigel. Chachamim says it is going to be a machshavas pigel. If you were doing the kmitza and you had in mind to be makter the kohenitz, might the Rabbi Yosi be that? That's not a shaila. The shaila is where it was the levoina. And at first glance, what's the difference?
So you would think, the Gemara is going to discuss this in great detail, but at first glance, you would say, what's the difference? The difference is, in one case, you're doing an avodah with the kaimitz, and you're thinking about the kaimitz. In the other case, you're doing an avodah with the kaimitz, and you're not thinking about the kaimitz, you're thinking about the levina. But Amrulai, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yossi, that's probably the pshat, right? But mashin is an azevach. Why is this different than a zevach? A zevach, you're doing Kabbalah with the dam, for example, and you're having your mind to be machta de murim. So, l'chura, what's the difference in relationship between kaimitz and levaina versus the dam and the emurim? Amalehem, Rabbi Yossi said, it's very simple. Shazevach domayu b'sarei ve'emurim echad u'levaina ina ben amincha. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what he meant to say. So just before we start the Gemara again, it's kedai to chazer over exactly what happens when you brought a karban mincha. So when you had a karban mincha, you would take soilus, shemen, and levaina. You'd put them all together in a klisharis. Then the kohen would do kmitza with the soilus, take the kaimitz, only with the soilus. He didn't get any levaina in the Kmitza. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah said that if he got a Kairicha Levaina in the Kmitza, it's a Kmitza Chseir. We just learned the Mishnah earlier in the week. It would render the entire Kmitza possible. So you only did Kmitza with the Soilus and the Shaman. Even that, you couldn't have too much Shaman, too little Shaman. This was a very, very exact science. But the bottom line is, you do Kmitza with the Soilus, you then take the Kaimitz and you put it into a second Klishares. You then take the Kaimitz, that's the avodas of the halacha. You bring it to the mizbeach and you do aktara on the mizbeach achitzin. That's exactly the way the avodah of the kaimitz was. After that was done, another kohen would come. He would do what's called likut levaina. He would take the levaina out of the klisharis, walk the levaina to the mizbeach, and it'd be makta the levaina on the mizbeach. So there was an avodas a kaimitz and avodas a levaina. They're both roads are leading to the same place. They're both coming to accomplish the avodah of the karban mincha. But at the same time, they're two independent tracks. One is the avodah with the kaimitz. The other one is an avodah with the levaina. Regardless, Rabbi Yossi holds that if you're doing the avodah with the kaimitz and you're thinking levaina, that's not good. If you're doing kaimitz and you're thinking kaimitz, that's what, I mean, that's really not good. That's what avodah's pigle is. But if you did kaimitz and thought levaina, Chacham say, you know, what's the difference? At the end of the day, always here, there's dam and there's demurim, there's different physical things, but at the same time, they're all part of the same carb. So that's the Gemara. Lovely, the Mishnah made Rabbi Yossi bizu. So the Mishnah started that even though Rabbi Yossi is about to say that if you're doing avodah with the kaimitz and you're mechashev in the levaina, it's not machshev as pigol, but if you're doing avodah with the kaimitz and you're mechashev in the kaimitz, that is a machshev as pigol. That Rabbi Yossi is moida over there. So the Gemara says, why does it have to say moida Rabbi Yossi? Why would you think not? Obviously, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a pigol by a mincha. Rabbi Yossi's halach, obviously, is you're doing avodah as kmitz, you're thinking levaina. Why does the Mishnah have to go out of its way to say that Rabbi Yossi is moida, that if you're doing kmitz and you're being mechashev in the aktaras kaimitz, it's going to be pigol? I'll tell you why. The Mishnah says for lack of levaina, so the Machar Rabbi Yossi possible in Beikaris, because Rabbi Yossi says that if you mechashev in the levaina, it's not going to be pigol. Now the time I would have thought time of Rabbi Yossi mishum the kasava in mefaglam bechatzi matter. I would have thought the pshat of Rabbi Yossi is because he holds in mefaglam bechatzi matter. That's the yisoid of Rabbi Yossi. And if the yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is in mefaglam bechatzi matter, afilu reisha nami, then the same halacha would be true in the reisha, meaning that just like if you're mechashev in the levaina, it's not a machshev espigol. So too, if you're mechashev in the kaimitz, it's not a machshev espigol. Because the yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yossi is not the relationship between the kaimitz and the levaina, but rather the yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yossi is ein mefaglam bechatzi matar. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush, the baha moida, the Rabbi Yossi is going to be moida. Now, at first glance, this gemara is a very, very big chiddush. There's a lot of raid to speak out, a lot of very difficult raid. Maybe we'll get to it at the end of the daf. But just poshup shan in the gemara, the way Rashi explains it. What's the classic case of Eimefaglam Bechatzi Matar? The classic Eimefaglam Bechatzi Matar is, Tzugi Zemesecht Zvachim in great detail, where you're doing, for example, the Zrikas of the Chatois Apnimios, where all the Zrikas are Ma'akiv. Four Zrikas, four Hazayis, and all four Hazayis are Ma'akiv. If a Kohen would have a Machshev as Pigel during one or two or three, but not during all four, so the halach is it wouldn't be a Machshev as Pigel. Because each Hazah is viewed as a Chatzi Mater, and a Mefaglam the Chatzi Mater. Meaning, you have to be Mefagel B'Shas, you're doing the entire Mater. The entire avodah. But if you didn't have the machshava during the entire avodah, you only had it during part of the avodah, that's not going to be enough. What's the sugi over here? The sugi over here is where you're doing the kmitza with the soilus, and you're having in mind to be makta the levaina. Says Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is, there would have been a half a minute to say that time of the Rabbi Yossi is because Rabbi Yossi holds ein mefaglam bechatzi matar.
And just like ein mefagel b'chatzin matter means you can't be mefagel while you're doing a chatzin matter, ein mefagel b'chatzin matter also means you can't be mefagel in a chatzin matter. And if your machshava was to do a chatzin matter chutzlis manoi, that's also a chsar in ein mefagel b'chatzin matter. And maybe that's pshana Rabbi Yossi. The Levain is a matter, we know that. It was matter the Shiori Amincha, but it's only a chatzin matter, because the Akhtaris HaKoimitz was also matter the Shiori Amincha. So maybe the reason Rabbi Yossi holds that when you're mefagel in Levain or Chutz Lezmanai, it's not pigle, it's because ein mefagel b'chatzin matter. Just like ein mefagel b'chatzin matter dictates the Shas Avoida, it also dictates the Machshav of the Avoida. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter if you're mechashiv in the Levain or if you're mechashiv in the Koimitz. Kamash Mulan, that's not Pshana Rabbi Yossi. Pshana Rabbi Yossi is not a mefagel b'chatzin matter. Pshana Rabbi Yossi is because of this koimitz levina relationship, as the Gemara is going to mention now in detail. Says the Gemara, "Hakta levina asal lamacha." Rabbi Yossi aim apostle. The aim by kar is amar ish lachish lachish kesef. Rabbi Yossi used to say, "A matter mefagel as a matter." The reason if you're doing avodah with the kmitza, you can't be mefagel in the levina, is because Rabbi Yossi flake zogin that a matter mefagel as a matter. Koimitz and levina. This is a major lumbus, are both matirim. They're both matirim in and of themselves. What does that mean? We know that the koimetz was matir the shiari amincha. The levina was also matir the shiari amincha. They were both matirim, but they're also different. They're different species, so to speak. One is koimetz, and one is the levina. When you have a machshev as pigo, you have to be machashiv within your own realm of matter. Levina and koimetz are both matirim. They operate on separate tracks. Thus, you can't be mechashev from one unto the other. Said Reish Lakish, the same Rabbi Yosef would be true as it relates to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina that were matter the Lechem Aponim. She'em matter mefagel as a matter. So if the Kohen was removing one of the Bezichei Levoina from the Lechem Aponim, which is the equivalent thereof of Kmitz and Amincha, and he was mechashev to be makter the other one of the Bezichei Levoina, Chutz Lezmanai, that wouldn't be a machshev as pigol, because each one of the Bezichei Levoina is a matter, and a matter mefagel as a matter. Says the Gemara, Mai v'chein ato. Why does Reish Lakish have to say that? Why would you think not that way? If Rabbi Yossi holds a matter mefagel as a matter and koimetz and levoina are two separate matirim, then why would you think shnei bezichei levoina are any different? So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you." Ma'u detema, maybe they want to join. Ma'u detema, time with Rabbi Yossi. I'm only kidding. Time with Rabbi Yossi belevoina mishum delab mida demincha hi avol shnei bezichei levoina demina da hadadine no ema mefagel hadadi. Now, because you would have thought that maybe it's different. Maybe the two bezichei levoina are physically the same min. And being that they're physically the same min, even though they're both matter, but being that the mitzias they're identical, they're the same thing. Maybe over here you don't have this halacha. Maybe the only time you have the halacha is by the koimetz and the levoina that they are not physically the same thing. Kamash mulan, that has nothing to do with physical nature. It has nothing to do with the fact that one's koimetz, one's levoina. It has to do with that, the fact that they're both matirim. And just like the koimetz and the levoina are both matirim, so too the shnei bezichei levoina are also both matirim. But the Gemara says, "Ami matzis amr taimid Rabbi Yosef belevoina lav mishum d'lam mida d'minchei." What do you mean? You're telling me you would have to have a mina that pshat Rabbi Yosef is because the koimetz and levoina are different. Kamashmon, that's not the reason. What do you mean? Does it have a minute to say that's not the reason? Of course that's the reason. Vaktani Sefer, look at the Sefer in the Mishnah. Amrulai, Mashinzim in Azevach. In the Sefer, it's Mefurish, the Chavim Master of Yosi. What's the difference between the Koimitz Levina relationship versus the Dam Basar and Emurim relationship? Aren't they all the same thing? Rabbi said, no. Hazevach, Dami Absorbe Emurim Echad. Ulevina, Enem and Amincha. So he said clearly that that's the point. The point is, Koimitz and Levina are different, as opposed to the Shnei Bezichei Levina, which are the same. So the Gemara says, no, you have to know how to read the Mishnah. My Enem and Amincha doesn't mean that it's not the same physical thing. But rather, what it means is, Eina Be'ikrov Mincha. It operates differently. What the Gemara meant to say is that not the same physical, that's not the point. The point is the relationship between the koimetz and the levoina is different than the relationship between the dam and the emurim, for example. The dam is matir the emurim. So they are on the same track. The dam is matir the emurim. They have this relationship. As opposed to the koimetz is not matir the levoina. They're not matir each other. They're both independent matirim. That's the point of the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with physical. It has to do with, in the world of matter, what's going on. Dam, Basar, and Emurim are on the same track from a matter nitta perspective. The Dam is matter the Basar, the Dam is matter the Emurim. As opposed to the Koimitz is not matter the Levoina. In the same vein, the Shnei Bezichei Levoina are not matter each other. So just like Rabbi Yossi said, you can't be Mechashev in the Levoina while you're doing the Kmitza. You can't be Mechashev in one of the Bezichei Levoina while you're doing one of the Bezichei Levoina. V'Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? Ki Amrinon. Ein matter mefagel as a matter. Hani mili heichad loy ikvu b'chad mana. Avad eichav ikvu b'chad mana k'chad amim. In the Rabbanon, essentially, seem to agree to this lamdas of Rabbi Yossi. They seem to agree to an idea of a matam afagalas amata, but they hold that the mincha is all one. Because the Koimitz and Levoina, even though they're both Matirim, but they were once in the same clay, they all start off in the same Klisharis. I mean that they start off in the Klisharis, we have a right to look at them as one. Being that we have a right to look at them as one, it's for that reason, even though a matam afagalas, meaning the Rabbanim could be, would agree by the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. Maybe. I'm not sure. But Al Koponim, they agree in Lomdus, a matam afagalas amata. It's just that with regards to the Koimitz and Levoina, we do in fact look at them as one. So what's the bottom line? Just to summarize another challenging Gemara. So essentially what the Gemara said is, we have machlekes in the Mishnah. If a Koim was doing that way with the Koimitz, and he had in mind not to be makta the Koimitz chosazmani, to be makta the Levoina, machlekes Rav Yosi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's going to be pigle. Doesn't matter if you thought to be makta the Koimitz, be makta the Levoina. The Koimitz and Levoina is not the same thing. I don't know. You could be mechashe b'shas to avoid the Saddam to eat the basar. It's not the same thing. To be makta the Emurim, it's not the same thing. Doesn't bother me that it's not the same thing. Rav Yosi holds, no, it's going to be possible. But aimed by Karis. It's not going to be Karis. It's not going to be a real piggle. What's the beer in Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara entertained a few different possibilities. One possibility the Gemara entertained was, is maybe it's related to aimed mefaglim b'chatzi mater. And that lumdus that we spoke of very briefly, we're going to have to get back to this at some point. Not today, but we're going to have to get back to it at some point because there's too much lumdus intertwined with that. That just like aimed mefaglim b'chatzi mater dictates and it governs the avoido when you could have a machshavas pigle, it also dictates the machshava of the pigle as well. You can't be mechashiv in a chatzi matar. Again, we'll get back to that. But the Gemara rejected. The Gemara said, that's not pshana, Rabbi Yossi. Another suggestion the Gemara thought was that maybe the koimitz and the lion physically are not the same thing. The Gemara said, that's not the punch. That's not the pshana, Rabbi Yossi either. The yisoid of Rabbi Yossi is, ein matar mefagalas amatar. The koimitz is matar, the levoin is matar. The koimitz is matar, the shrayim lachila. The levoin is matar, the shrayim lachila. They're both matirim. They both work on different tracks. You can't jump from one matter to another matter. As a result, the halacha is, it's not, the Gemara says a chiddush that really, even the Rabbanan moided to that. That even the Rabbanan are really moided to that, you say. The Rabbanan just hold that this is viewed as one matter. Why is it viewed as one matter? Because it's in one keli. Being that it's in one keli, we look at it as one matter. Just one more Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yanai, and it's not clear, and the Achroinim grapple with why this Gemara is here. Because really, this Gemara is not so much related to what we've been learning. A little bit, but not really. I'm Rabbi Yanai, Likut Levoina Bazar Pasal. If a Zar would do the Likut Levoina. So we know a Zar can't do Kmisa. What about the Levoina? Could a Zar be the one that takes the Levoina out of the Klisharis or not? So Rabbi Yanai said, Likut Levoina Bazar Pasal. My time, I'm Rabbi Yirmi, Yemesh Maylacha Naguba. The reason is because it's considered Haylacha. Now, if you'd ask me, I would have thought maybe it's kmitza, right? It's like a parallel of if removing the Bezicha Levoina from the Shulchan is kmitza, Likut Levoina certainly feels like, smells like meat, so that you would have thought. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said right away, no. You know what I think Rabbi Yanai meant? You know why Levoina is possible bazaar? Because it's Haylacha. Haylacha, you're not even moving. Why is that Haylacha? So the Gemara says, Kasav, Haylacha Shmai Beregel, Shma Haylacha. Another one of the classic sugyas in Masechet Zvachim. That Haylacha, you don't have to be moving your feet in order for it to be Haylacha. Haylacha means taking it from point A to point B. Lamaisa, this person is taking the Levoina from point A, the Klisharis, to point B. He's taking it where even handing it over to a Kayan even. It doesn't matter. That's considered enough point A to point B in order for it to be considered Haylacha. Amr Amari, Afanan Amitir Abin Yurayo, from a Mishnah, Zeh Akla Akla Koimis, the Mishnah said, V'noisim Bekli, V'hamoylech, V'hamakter, Bishleima Koimis, Bishleima, the Mishnah. I understand why you could have a machsheves pigle. Right, that was the context of the Mishnah. If someone has machsheves pigle during the kmitzo, while he's putting the koimitz into a klisharis, during the halacha aktara, it's going to be pigle. So bishleim koimitz, I understand. That's the equivalent there of what? Sheikhi. Meilech nami, hainu meilech. Makter, hainu zayrek. These are the equivalent avoidas in the mincha to the zevach. Elo noisim bekli, maika avid. But as it relates to noisim bekli, what are you doing? When you put it into a klisharis, what avoid is that? Shouldn't the avoid of the mincha have to mirror an avoid of the zevach? What's the avoid of the zevach where you take something, you put it into a klisharis? So the Gemara says, what are you going to tell me? Ilay mibishum the dami l'kabbalah. Isn't that kabbalah? What's kabbalah? You're receiving the dami l'klisharis. Here too, you're taking the koimitz and you're putting it into a klisharis. Midami hasa memela hacha kashaka verami. They happen very differently. One happens naturally and memela falls into the klisharis, and the other one, you physically have to take it and put it into the klisharis. The Gemara says, elay mibishum the kibbutz lay sagile delay avidla avoid the chshuvi. You know what that probably is? Is you're right. It's not kabbalah. It's halacha. That's what it is. And or, it's not halacha, but it's something that needs to be done. And being that it's an avodah chshuva and it needs to be done, so we'll relate it to Kabbalah. Being that you have to do the likud levoina, avoid the chshuvi, we look at it as avoid the chshuva, and al karchach mashvile kehoylacha. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yannai said that a zar is not allowed to do likud levoina. What avoid would it be? There's no perfect example to it, but maybe it's hoylacha, maybe it's a hoylacha shalei beregel. Afanan amitinina, because you see that putting the koymetz into a klisharis is considered an avoida. You can be mafagel while you do it, even though it's not really an avoida. Keretz is, you have to do it. So we just make it, we back into an avoida. Which avoida do you back it into? Avoida sakabala. So to hear, likul avoida is something you have to do, so we back into an avoida. Which avoida do you back it into? You back it into the avoida of haylacha. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you, there's no such thing. You don't just back it. Meaning the reason taking the kaimis and putting it into a klishari so you can have a machshavas pigo in is because it's a real avoida. It's Kabbalah. Utika kasha, what was the kasha? It's not Kabbalah. Kabbalah happens with mail. This doesn't happen with mail. The Gemara says, I hear. You're right. It's not mamish the same thing. But mechti, trevayik, tu just kliyu. The punchline of Kabbalah is not mamela. The punchline of Kabbalah is that you're being makadish dedan. So therefore, taking the kaimis put into klisharis is a real avoida, as opposed to legal avoida. I don't know if it's a real avoida. If it's not a real avoida, it would be ksher bizarre. And if it's ksher bizarre, kubi, you wouldn't be able to be mafagel in it. The bottom line is that even though Rabbi Yani said the halacha that likud levoina bizarre puzzle, and Rabbi Yirmiya said it's because of halacha shmei beregel shmei halacha, Rabbi Mori tried bringing a raya from a mishnah that anything integral is considered an avoid. It's not true. I don't know if everything integral is considered an avoid. I taking the claimants and put it into a klisharis is avoida, probably because it's integral. It's not a real avoid. No, it's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. What do you mean? Kabbalah is Memela. Here you have to put it there. Who cares? That's not the point. The point is Kedushas Kli. In both cases, you have Kedushas Kli. That's why it's being considered Avodah. So before we end, just want to speak out one more hour. So we mentioned the Mishnah, the end of Arvei Pesachim, where the Mishnah says, "Apigul v'hanoisim matamenas ayodayim." Why is pigul matamenas ayodayim? And the Gemara says, "Mishum chashdei kuhuna." And we said, what's the chashdei kuhuna? We're afraid that there's a kohen that has a vendetta against the Bala Karbin, and he wants to ba'avel him. So he's going to have a Machshev is pigel, it's going to be a hezek nicker. Shmei hezek, loy shmei hezek, but one thing's for sure, in a real sense, it's a hezek. Because this kohen right now has just rendered this carbon possible, the bala carbon is going to have to bring a new carbon. So we're worried about a really bad kohen who's going, ben adam lechavera, he's trying to be mafsid his friend. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says the second pshat. Listen carefully. Zok Rashi, I'll tell you another reason. Because this mishnah of pigel, metamasi yadayim, is in the context of a carbon pesach. A carbon pesach is a shlomim. Shlomim is kachim kalim. Kachim kalim was nechal lebailim. A koyin got part of it, but he only got part of it. Which part of it did he get? He got the chaza and the shayt. You know what I'm worried about, says Rashi? I'm worried that this koyin may have a machshava that it should be a chatas. And you know why he wants it to be a chatas? He wants it to be a chatas because a chatas is kachi kadashim. It's only nechal lezichri kuhuna. Meaning the Bible's not going to get any part of it. He's going to end up getting all of it. So you want to know what the motive, what the rationale would be for a kohen to have a machshav espigel? It's very simple. He's bringing a shlamim. He only gets the chaz of a shaykh. He wants a chatas. He wants to eat all of it. That's what his motive is going to be. Read Rashi inside. V'oy, the shlamim he. V'ein lo kohen behen el chaz of a shaykh. V'yishchetein b'mezid l'shem chatas. K'dei lo'oichlon kulam u'mishum hachi gazritum. The Rashbam brings this second shot of Rashi. He brings it b'shem Rabbeinu. So at the end of Psachim, I think it's a little unclear if it's Rashi, it's not Rashi. But says the Rashbam, who was Rashi's grandson, V'rabbeinu pireish oitamacha, l'visha shlomim heim ve'ein l'koyim b'melechaz v'shot, v'yishchetein b'mezel l'shem chatos k'dei lo'ichlan kulon. V'loi nehira, says the Rashbam. It doesn't make sense. You know why? Because that's not pigle. They ain't pigle ela b'shoichet amanas lechol chutz lizmanoi. What is pigel? Chutz lizmanoi. Some kaimoi, but the ikur pigel, as it relates to the chiyuv karis, is always chutz lizmanoi. That's not what's going on over here. That's not what Rashi described. Rashi describes someone who's shechting a shlomim l'shem chatos. In kan pigel, says the Rashbam, el shloy olu b'ayim l'shem chayve. That's shloy l'shma. It's a shlomim shloy l'shma. It's really a pesach shloy l'shma, which is possible. But says the Rashbam, it's shloy l'shma, and it's loy olu b'ayim l'shem chayve. But it's not pigel. So says the Rashbam, very nice. It's a very nice conspiracy theory. I hear that the kohen is going to want more than just the chaz of a sheik. He's going to want all of it. Kachem Kalim, he doesn't get all of it. Kachem Kedashim, he gets. So he's motivated somehow to start talking about chatas like this. Everyone thinks it's a chatas. He's going to walk off with all the flesh. Whatever his krum cheshbon is. That's what's going through the kohen's mind. But says the Rashbam, that would be beautiful if the Mishnah would say that if a kohen doesn't avoid the shalei lishma,
The bus is Matamasi Yadayim. Oh, why would you say that? Oh, we're worried about the Shlomim with the Kachim Kalim L'mshem Kachim Gedashim. I got it. It's a very but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "A pigol matamasi yadayim." What's pigol? You're not thinking shlomim l'shem chatas. You're thinking shlomim l'shem shlomim. You're just thinking chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mkoymoi. Rashi is tanei chit and v'hoid l'lei b'soirin. We're talking about pigol, and what's Rashi talking about? Shloim l'shma. What comes to mind? What screams to mind? It literally shries. Rashi bava kama dafeim and aleph. Gvaldik. Rashi Baba Kamada Fayamid Aleph. That Gemara that we mentioned earlier, where the Gemara says that it says Chav Dalud Avas Nazikin. Minyona Lamute Mai. And what did the Gemara say? Lamute Moisa Mafagal. Kumts again the Hilgar Rashi. And when you're learning Baba Kama, so you don't really know that much about Pigle. So you're learning Baba Kama, you sit down, you say, okay, Pigle, I heard about it. What exactly is Pigle? So you look in Rashi, it says, Rashi will tell you what Pigle is. Koyin Sheshachat Karbani Shal Yisrael, a Koyin that shechted a carbon of Yisrael. Chatos, he was shechting a carbon chatos, and he had in mind l'shum shlomim. He had in mind that he's bringing a shlomim. The ein ha carbon oyla l'chayvas bailov. The halacha is it's le'olu bailu shem chayva. So it's okay, look at Rashi. You want to know what pigle is? Pigle is a kain that's bringing a carbon chatos, and he had in mind the shem shlomim. And what's the halacha? The halacha is it's kosher. The halacha is it's le'olu bailu shem chayva. So two ha'aris. Let's go backwards. The lighter one first, and then we'll get excited. The lighter ha'ar is. And Shir from Shua says over from the Zayd of the Brisker Rav, it's in the first Shir Masechtes Vachim. Rashi is describing a Karma Chatas. Everyone knows the first mission in Zvachim. Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shalayla Shalman Ksherim Elo Shalayla Bailam Shem Chayva Chotz. Man, a Pesavah Chatas. So Rashi is talking about a Chatas. Chatas L'shum Shlomim. It's not just like Olo Bailam L'shem Chayva. It's possible. So Brisker Rav said half of a fella. Brisker Rav said that's true. Of course it's possible. Possible means he can't eat the basri, he can't be makdi de murim, he can't do his rik on the dam. But over here in Bava Kama Dafeim and Aleph, what's the context? The context is that when a kohen has a machshav of pigol, which Rashi is describing chatas and shlom shlomim, he's a mazik. Why is he a mazik? Because the bala carbon is going to have to bring a new carbon. It doesn't matter whether the carbon's possible or not. What matters is, does he have to bring another carbon? Does he not have to bring another carbon? So Rashi was being mefarish what's negei Bava Kama Dafeim. In Bava Kama Daf Hey, even if the carbon was a chatos, all we really need is that it's like olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Now, the truth is that if you're a baki and you learned in brisk, so you know zvachim, so you grab to know that a chatos shalei l'shma is possible. Very nice. I can't eat the basa. What's that? Has nothing to do with Bava Kama Daf Hey. In Bava Kama Daf Hey, we're focusing on the fact that this coin is a mazik because he had a machshava that made the carbon possible. That's all we're focusing on. And for that, it's enough to say it's like all by Shem Chayva. So, of course, the Fiyah MS, the Achatos from Shlomim is possible. And Rashi could have been more fast. Rashi could have said it's possible. But it's not relevant in that sugya. Rashi would have been focusing on the wrong Nakuda. What's the punchline? Ashen Agel above a Kamad Afe. That a Mefagel is a Mazik. Why is he a Mazik? Chatzel Shum Shlomim, because it's like all of the Bible in the same Chayvah. That's what Rashi said. All of the Bible in the same Chayvah. You're right. And Zvachin Daf Beis, when you learn the sugya, it's Zvachin Menachis. The world that we're living in right now, it's very important to know is it possible or not, because that's what's concerning us. But when you learn Bava Kama, you're focusing on the Chesha Mishpat element. From a Chesha Mishpat element, all that matters is that it's like, Allah, Labayin, L'Shem, Chayva, classic Briskerov. But there's a bigger problem with Rashi. Rashi, again, is Tanei Chit, we're talking about Pigle. And Rashi teaches Pigle is Chatos L'Shem Shlomim? That's not Pigle. Pigle is not Chatos L'Shem Shlomim. Chatos L'Shem Shlomim is Shalei L'Shema. It's not. So we spoke at the time, Ahara for Rav Asher Arieli, the Mir Shishiva Shlita. He said, Gevaldik. Rav Asher said, you know what Rashi means? Rashi doesn't mean that a Kayan is bringing a carbon chatos and he has in mind that he's bringing a carbon shlam. What Rashi means is what's pigle? Chutz lizmana. A chatos has his man. What's this man? It's kachig adashim. You can eat it for a day and a night. A shlomim has his man. It could be eaten for 2 days and a night. A kohen was bringing a carbon chatas, and he had in mind to eat the basra of the chatas like the zman of the shlomim. He had in mind not to eat it for a day. For 2 days. That's chutz l'zmanah. That's what Rashi meant to say. He meant to say, we spoke at a mahalach once from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said it's Negei Reb Yehuda, who holds, lo yichashid, you get malchus on, like we spoke at earlier. Memela, by a real machsheves pigle, you would never pay. Because you're not going to be loiko and mishalim. By shalei l'shma, the Chassam Sofer said there's no loyichashit. Even though Rashi says there's vachim tapes and menachas tapes, that there is a loyichashit by shalei. That's the Brisker Rav and Sefer. Again, all raid that we've spoken about in the past. But here's the Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush. I found another Rashi. I think it's a Gevaldi Gemara Malkim. There's two Rashis in Shas. One is in Bava Kama Daf Hamad Aleph. The other one is the Psachim Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, where Rashi takes the word pigle and he types the shalei l'shma.
So I'm not really sure where to go with this and really what the punchline is. It's a tame l'chacham v'yech gamayid. But the bottom line is you have two Rashis tucked away. Listen, when you learn Abba Avis, Bava Kama Dafei Amid Aleph, you're not thinking Pigal. You're thinking about Mazik and Nizik, Chayshon Mishpat, Abba Avis and Zikin. When you're learning Arvei Psachim, you're thinking about Dalit Kaisis and Marr and Pesach and Haseba. That's really what's going through your mind. But you have a Rashi tucked away in Abba Avis and Zikin, and another Rashi tucked away in Perek Arvei Psachim that seem to be Marganisa Tavos as it relates to Rashi's understanding, his Pirish Amilois of the word Pigal that presents itself so often throughout Shas.